So join me in attitude of prayer of thanksgiving. Gracious, loving God, we thank you. We thank you for life. We don't understand it sometimes because life's complicated. Life is challenging. But it's a wonderful thing we call life. And we're grateful that we're a part of it in our own little world, Lord. But there's so many things out of our control that we can't control people, places, and things. But we can trust you because no matter what happens, we know that we have a heavenly home. You told us that you were going to go to prepare a resting place for us. Some translation says mansions or a house. And that you have done that for us. So we look forward to our time whenever that happens. But in the meantime, you told us that in this world you'll have trials and tribulation, but fear not, Jesus said, I have overcome the world. So we keep on keeping on with the hope that we have in Christ and praying for people, helping people, doing what we can to be in this world, but not of the world, in Jesus' name. And thank you for teaching the disciples to pray, because they had a situation very always when they were here ministering with you for those 3 years, and you told them, use this as a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.